And in the context of us being made into means, a class analysis is by definition historicist and is not historicism in the examples Popper gives in The Open Society and Its Enemies, and that we are considering a conscious tactic, and so necessarily social engineering, i.e. a conscious attempt to remake society and to realize, impose the vision of the few, and imposing upon events a pattern, a mold, into which you make them fit. The primary political effect being to train we the people to accept those new categories, class, and economic development. Those are key tools that power has used to make the world they want. And we're going to be considering that Marx unconsciously played a role in that. A world shifted in that power-defined space of forgetfulness called seizing and re-meaning. A new set of meanings and associations attendant upon the thoughts we think. Yet another way power hides, by claiming the turf of words. So in the reversal, we take it back. Reversal means the world once again shifting from slave back to human being. And though it may seem that the millennia-long remaking of us from human beings to slaves, workers, and classes, taking time to make, must take time to unmake, this is not so. Our freedom is innate. A longing to burst forth, held back by a barrage of words. Thinking strategic, we see our counter barrage releases our freedom, and then the calculus changes. It's time we recognized and gave full weight to the fact that words, our voices speaking them, not just matter, but are everything when it comes to our getting free. That and working together simultaneously. I mean, I've been pondering a lot the fact that I've been, in some respects, made singular. You know, that this is one of the things power prides itself on, in being able to craft and sculpt the reality that it wants. Well, this is true on a macro and micro scale. So, for instance, by using the money lever, they can cause it to seem to be that, you know, one person takes off, another doesn't. And in my particular case, what it has meant is has been an isolating effect, a variety of different, you know, small little acts and measures that have happened behind scenes. That is to say, their hand enacting has been behind scenes, has made it such that I have been pretty much isolated. But I am one person who is certain. And it shows the importance of certainty, and it shows what a single person can do. I'm not trying to say I've done an enormous amount, but I've done some, and I've had help, no doubt, from the ancestors and from good folk. Many, many, many. I know, I don't know, behind scenes, I'm sure, that the book Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, that there have been folks who've helped get it out, whether intentionally or no, they helped. So I've had help. And I am so grateful for that. But if two were to stand together and do this, you see the trouble they have gone to isolate me and attempt to eliminate me from the planet. But it's difficult because it has to seem accidental. It has to seem natural. And so according to those terms, it's taken longer than they certainly would want it to take. But that those terms apply to whoever stand with me. So I am encouraging us to start being bigger, bolder, and claiming what we want openly, saying what we want openly, standing with those who say this openly, to contact KPFA and say, why are we not talking about a one-day global general strike? Is it not true that power is global? There is this book called Anti-Systemic Movements by Giovanni Arrighi, Terence K. Hopkins, and Emmanuel Wallerstein, which argues that we cannot get free except globally, and that we cannot get free working within the nation-state system. It is designed to contain us. So, why not, KPFA, talk about the fact that we need to use the lever we got, our energy, and start the ball rolling. May 1, good day to start. Start planning it for the following May, whatever. Start talking about it whenever, as soon as possible. Because you would have to be in my shoes to know, perhaps. There are many folk out there who have walked this walk before me and who know that there is a serious attempt to install global totalitarianism. Fascism cropping up is not by accident in individual nation states. Not by accident, by any means. And the fact that these guys have their international planning mechanisms and talk behind scenes, and that they move back and forth between money positions and straight up power positions, is a key indicator of the fact that power operates behind scenes, and that the nation state means is theater, is political theater to a large degree, and that it is time for us to start taking each other much more seriously than we take that theater. We have the mechanism. It's called the internet. We know that Nikola Tesla consciously intended instantaneous communication to be our means for freeing ourselves. He used the term global unity. It's a good word. We cannot achieve it while these 10,000 guys who want to be gods are allowed to continue to manipulate our lives.